used to, you used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you
started wearing less and going. What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Today's show is brought to you by the free mobile app game called Flappy Rappers. It's a hip-hop take on the popular game Flappy Bird. There are 13 rappers in the game, and it's very fun to play. It's available on Google Play for Android, and it's available for iPhones as well in the App Store. And follow the sister who created that at her Instagram at L.A. Cali Dime. Shout out to everybody in the room right now. We're doing an early show this week. We got an early show going on this week, fam. We're going to drop some real good game on tonight's show. We're going to go deeper talking about the Bunny Ruckus Syndrome. I touched on it on Ustream this Sunday, but I'm going to get a little bit deep with it tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But what I'm going to do, family, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break, and I mean very quick. And when I come back, we're going to chop up some real good game right here on Tariq Elite Radio, so y'all don't go nowhere, fam.
Hey, what's up? It's dating and life coach Mr. Locario. Go to badboymembership.com and master the dating game by joining my Bad Boy Membership Program. In this program, you'll receive 45 through 90 minute, easy to follow, step-by-step dating advice tutorials that's guaranteed to help you attract, date, and have sex with beautiful women. Join the Bad Boy Membership today by going to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Are you a recording artist? Are you a music producer? Or do you have an independent label? Well, this message is for you. Go check out legendarymix.com. If you are in need of a professional mix down, an amazing mastering job, or both, they can deliver. With 13 years of experience, you can expect radio quality equivalent to the top mix masters and engineers with quick turnaround times. Go to legendarymix.com or call or text 347-565-5892 or email legendarymix1 at gmail.com. Mention Tariq Radio and get 20% off on your first order. That's legendarymix.com. Are you officially ready to start your business? Are you a startup company seeking funding or a small business loan to get your business off the ground? Then let the team at Central Treasury handle the process for you. They will take care of officially filing your corporate documents with the state and getting your company funded through the government and investors. Visit centraltreasury.com/business for more information. If you have business plans, corporate filings, the whole nine yards, they take care of that. The team is also available by telephone at 305-965-1255. That's centraltreasury.com/business. Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, becomerichfamousfast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out becomerichfamousfast.com. To all you single ladies and all you single fellas out there, you're trying to get that hookup? Well, you need to check out thehoneyhouse.com. At thehoneyhouse.com, you can go there and make new friends, make connections. You could possibly get lucky in finding that special someone. They even have a profile of the week section where every week a new honey's profile is given the spotlight. So be sure to hit up thehoneyhouse.com, the best free urban social network site online. That's thehoneyhouse.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome right back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad somebody is here in the room with me chopping it up. Glad the whole family is in here chopping it up with me. Let me shout out to everybody. First of all, let me thank everybody for getting my lecture DVDs. Not my lecture DVDs, but my pay-per-view special lectures, Code of Conduct and International Racism. I mean, those lectures have been selling through the roof. Those lectures have been selling through the roof. You can get those at TariqRadio.com. But so many people have purchased Code of Conduct, the lecture, from the tour I did this summer. And so many people have gotten it, and I'm so very appreciative of that. People are really, really thirsting for that game, and people love that lecture film. And it's available for instant download. And let me say this, just to show my appreciation for all the people supporting my lecture DVDs and my lecture videos, because I do really appreciate that, family. I really don't say that enough to the family. I really, really appreciate people supporting my lecture DVDs and the whole nine yards. So what I'm going to do to show my appreciation, I got a brand new Mackish package that I got available right now. It's going to be only for 3 days. I think that's 3 days. A three-day Mackish package that's available right now at Tariq Radio. It's a back-to-school Mackish package. It's a back-to-school Mackish package. And let me tell you what you're going to get in this back-to-school Mackish package, family. In this back-to-school Mackish package, what you're going to get the Tariq Elite boots, the Flex Step boots. You're going to get those. You're going to get the Tariq Elite International sunglasses. Now, by the way, the boots are like $80-something dollars by themselves, all right? Just keep that in mind. The boots are like really $100-something by themselves. It's actually $100-something by themselves, the boots. But you're going to get the boots. You're going to get the international sunglasses. You're going to get the pink Cooperate hat. You're going to get the white Liberty T-shirt. You're going to get the white Heraldry T-shirt. You're going to get the No Justice T-shirt. You're going to get one of the button-down shirts, one of the dress shirts. We never had those in a package before. You're going to get the Eugenics DVD. And you're going to get the Live in New York DVD lecture. Those are 9 items, family. You're going to get all of that for the one low price of $79. Now, basically, that's damn near giving them away free and you're paying for the shipping. You're basically getting a whole bunch of free shit. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. Because, again, the boots are $100 themselves. So you're getting all of that 9 items for just $79, family. And that sale is going to be available right now until Friday night midnight. So take care of that now. Get that right now. Take advantage of it now. Because after Friday, after midnight, the sale is done. That's the 2015 Mackish package. You get that at TariqRadio.com. Go to TariqRadio.com and you get that right now, family. And by the way, the brand new T-shirts, the red, black, and green RBG T-shirts, those are available at TariqElite.com. A lot of folks are feeling those too. But let's get into some game. Let's talk about a lot of stuff that's going on. I want to get into a little later. I'm going to talk deeper about the Bunny Ruckus Syndrome. I touched on it on Sunday's Ustream, but I want to get deeper with that now, a little bit later, I'm going to get deep with that. But before I get into that, a lot of people are talking about this situation that happened in Napa Valley. These 11 black women were on a train, and I touched on this Sunday on Ustream too, by the way. But these sisters were on a train, a wine tasting train in Napa Valley. It's called the Napa Valley Wine Train, and a white female on the train got offended, saying that the black women were being too loud laughing. They were laughing, so the white female told on them and had them escorted off the train. They literally, there's video of this. They escorted those women. They stopped somewhere in the hot sun and literally just dropped the women off and got a shuttle for them. This was just another blatant display of systematic white supremacy when any person in the dominant white society has the ability and the power to call your number and arbitrarily punish you if you are classified as black. That's the system we live in. Now, people can deflect into what about black on black crime and all that old bullshit, but at the end of the day, we still live in a system that people are afraid to talk about directly. We live in a system where you can ride a train laughing with your grandma and your aunt, and these were older women. So there's none of that where you got to pull your pants up if you're just acting this way, if you're just acting that way. It's none of that stuff. None of that stuff, family. Your card can get pulled at any given moment. That's the situation we live in under a system of white supremacy. And we did a wonderful story on melanoidnation.org talking about the racial history of Napa Valley. There's a whole racist history of Napa Valley. Napa Valley, first of all, the place has, it was basically a sundown town. It was already a sundown town where they had restricted covenants against black people moving there. Even today, there's 76,000 people there, and only around 430 of them are black. That's not an accident. When you have such low numbers of black people in these cities with these major populations, those are usually sundown towns. And also, out there in Napa, the word Napa to the residents, and this is something that they admit to, the word Napa, they say, according to legend, means no African people allowed. So they have a history of blatant white supremacy in Napa Valley. Also in Napa, and Napa Valley is right outside San Francisco out here in California. Napa Valley, in the 1920s, they hosted a major Klan rally out there that drew over 10,000 people. So that kind of gives you the mindset and an idea of the type of city this is. In 1989, some white supremacist extremist groups like the neo-Nazis and the skinheads, they wanted to hold like a white supremacist style Woodstock out there in 1989. But a lot of the Jewish groups and all that started to target the sponsors, so that didn't go down. But again, right now in Napa, right now, they have a mural basically commemorating the Ku Klux Klan. Go to melanoidnation.org and check out the story we had about that. So these black women getting thrown off that train, it's not that far-fetched. It's not a stretch of the imagination to see how they get down with the racism out there. And that's the name of the game, fam. We got to be very honest and stop being afraid to call out systematic white supremacy, because that's the system we live in. And we got this whole scaredy cat thing where we're afraid to touch on that. We got to get over that and get real about it. You dig? Now, what we're going to do, I want to talk about the bunny ruckus mentality. I want to get a little bit deeper in that, family. I want to get a little bit deeper into that. Now, I touched on what the bunny ruckus mentality was on my last Ustream show. I went deep into the bunny ruckus mentality. Now, for those who don't know, Bunny Ruckus is a character from the Boondocks show. The cartoon, the Boondocks, that's on Adult Swim. Very popular cartoon. Bunny Ruckus is the mother of a character named Uncle Ruckus. Now, Uncle Ruckus is this super coon black man. He's just a real over-the-top coon. And a lot of times his cooning, it's like art imitating life and life imitating art, because there's people who act just like Uncle Ruckus, who have the same talking points and views of Uncle Ruckus. But a lot of us, we fail to understand where these Uncle Ruckuses come from. These Uncle Ruckuses, oftentimes, they come from the Bunny Ruckuses. And in the show, The Boondocks, Bunny Ruckus is Uncle Ruckus's mother, and she's a coonette. She has a blonde wig, she has blue contacts, and she talks coon, self-hating shit. And she basically taught and bred Uncle Ruckus to be a coon. One of the jokes in the series is that Uncle Ruckus's real name is Uncle. She named him Uncle because Uncle was a name that the white supremacists would give black people as a way to not call them sir or ma'am. So they just call him Uncle or Aunt. It was a very derogatory term. So Bunny Ruckus named Uncle Ruckus Uncle. His first name is actually Uncle. But we got to understand that Bunny Ruckus mentality and how real life that is. And on Ustream, I pointed out a lot of these women who go to these Confederate flag marches and these Donald Trump rallies and all that. A lot of them usually have that Bunny Ruckus look. Usually it's an older black female, usually kind of middle-aged, kind of overweight. They have a number of children. Usually they're walking around with a blonde wig or a funky weave, and they go out of their way to lug their children around, teaching them how to be coons. And I gave example after example after example, but there's a lot of Bunny Ruckuses out here who teach their children how to be coons. And the Bunny Ruckuses, historically, they're a little bit different from the Negro bedwinches. The Bunny Ruckuses are just a tad bit, not too far different. They're just like the Negro bedwinches, but not quite on their level. The Negro bedwinches are on another level because the Negro bedwinches think that they're special because they get sported around by certain white males. And that goes back to the plantation. During slavery, the slave owners, they would groom certain black females to be Negro bedwinches. Usually they wanted black females who were virgins. They got them very young, just like Thomas Jefferson got Sally Hemings very young. They bred their Negro bedwinches very, very young. They groomed them. If you guys look at the first Roots that came out, there's a scene in some of the few first episodes where Kunta Kinte, the black slave, he found one of his fellow female slaves who he had a kind of liking to, and he lost contact with her, and then he located her later on, and by that time she was being bred to be a bedwinch, and she said, look, I can't get with you, I'm saving myself for massa, they're grooming me for a white man, basically saying I can't taint myself with you. So that's the mentality of the Negro bedwinches. That's why you have so many Negro bedwinches pretending to be black feminists. Really what they're doing is being anti-black male. This is why when you see these females who pretend to be black feminists, you listen to their rhetoric. Basically, it's just anti-black man rhetoric because they're grooming themselves for white massa, for daddy. They're grooming themselves to be a bedwinch because that's what massa requires of them. We don't want you to taint yourself with the black dude. We want you to be a pure Negro bedwinch for me. Now, I'm just going to marginalize you anyway, but I want you to be pure when I marginalize you. That's domination. That's called white supremacy. That's being supreme over people. And on the plantation, the Negro bedwinch, they brought her into the house to lay up with Massa in the bed. That was the bedwinch. That's not a term that I made up. That's a historical term. That's what they would refer to certain women that were picked by Massa to lay up and marginalize and be their sexual toy. And sometimes the Negro bedwinch would be sported around. I talked about this before. There was a place in Xenia, Ohio, where the white slave owners would take their black slave mistresses and sport them around. There was like a resort they took them to. In the movie Django, you see the Calvin Candy character spoiling and whining and dining with his Negro bedwinch, and she's looking disgusted whenever the Django character gets even close to her. So that's the Negro bedwinch mentality. But the thing is, the Bunny Ruckus is almost like the Negro bedwinch, but the thing is, she's on a lower level. The Bunny Ruckus type of Negro bedwinch, she's a little bit different. See, the Bunny Ruckus type, that's another one who was exploited. And I don't say this to marginalize women who were slaves. I'm saying people who carry that mentality now, those are the ones who should be marginalized. Because you can choose to have that mentality now. You can choose the situation you're in now. And during slavery, the Bunny Ruckus type of bedwench, this was the one who was used as a breeder. A lot of them were the ones used to breed with black males and produce a lot of children on the plantation. So they were not pure to Massa. So Massa wasn't really trying to fuck with them too much. Every blue moon, but not really. But what happened with those types, the Bunny Rucker style slave women, the poor white overseers would get with them. You understand? Y'all have to remember, in slavery, it wasn't just the white slave master laying up with a lot of these women out here. It was those poor white overseers that were laying up with them too. And they didn't get the hand-picked Negro bedwinches that Massa had. Massa was usually exclusive with his Negro bedwinches, but the Bunny Ruckuses, they would lay up with the poor white dudes. You know, they would have little mixed kids all over, mixed in with the other black kids they had. So they got the lower level white males. And these were the Bunny Ruckuses were the ones that were a little overweight, a little older. They didn't have a bunch of kids and they're a little older. So they would get the poor white males, the white trash, so to speak. So now fast forward today. When you see these Bunny Ruckus type of bedwinches, they're usually the kind, they already have a whole bunch of kids by various black dudes, and now that they're older, they can't get Section 8 no more, or their little county done ran out. They can't get the food stamps. They can't get all the little nigger trinkets from laying up. The kids then grown up and went to jail. So now they put that funky blonde wig on and the contacts, and they walk around and start buck dancing and cooning. They start showing up at the little Confederate flag rallies. They start showing up at the Donald Trump rallies. On Sunday, I talked about how these little black children were put on stage at this Donald Trump rally in Alabama to sing the national anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance, And the pictures, it looked like a slave auction. A bunch of white faces with many suspected white supremacists with these little black kids on stage. It looked like an auction of a slave. Of slaves. And then I showed pictures of one of the mothers there, and she looked exactly like Bunny Ruckus from the Boondocks. Older woman, middle-aged, with a funky blonde wig on and some damn blue contacts. So that's where we are in the game. You got a lot of these Bunny Ruckuses out here, and what they do, they go out of their way to show the white supremacists that they're willing to sacrifice and even harm their children. And the white supremacists will give them praises and props. You notice how the white supremacists always praise black women who publicly humiliate their children? These Bunny Ruckus type of females who go out here and coon and buck dance and literally humiliate their children. Y'all remember that woman out there in Baltimore who ran out there smacking her son up in front of everybody, and then the white supremacist news media outlet people started to parade her around like a hero. All the Fox News people and all the other suspected white supremacists started calling her a hero. She's sitting up here with all her little Bunny Ruckus weaves and all that old shit looking coonalicious. They love that. They love a Bunny Ruckus who's willing to beat up on her children for the white supremacist. That lets the white supremacist know you got you a nice little minion there. Because see, what happens with black folks now, a lot of black people, men and women, you become tokens or mascots in this refinement stage for white supremacy. White supremacy is in a refinement stage. Before, the white supremacists used to wear their white supremacy on their sleeve. They used to let you know that they were white supremacists. This is what it is. This is how it's going down. But now they had to change the game up. They can't get down like that. They got to be more covert. So what they do, the white supremacists are very secretive about what they do. This is why you have all of these white supremacist trolls on the internet with all these fake accounts trolling their white supremacist views. You have all these secret grand juries that don't nobody know who's on, with suspected white supremacists on there, not indicting police officers. And when they do indict cops, you have these secret jurors of white supremacists letting them go when they blatantly see that they've caused injustice to black people. So white supremacy now, the white supremacists act real secretive. They secretly send money anonymously to the Darren Wilsons and the Zimmermans. So the white supremacists are very secretive. They got to go underground and covert. And what they need are black mascots. What they do, they get a black mascot to put out there and then go all out to support that black mascot to regurgitate their white supremacist views. And that's what they've done with a new bunny ruckus type of character, a lady named Peggy Hubbard. There's a new white supremacist mascot that they have, because remember, you have tokens and you have mascots. Tokens, the token black person is the one black person the white supremacists can point to and say, hey, look, we're not racist. We got that one guy over there. He's black. Hey, I'm not racist. I just had sex with a black person. Pointing out the token black does not excuse white supremacy, because white supremacy is a group phenomenon. And also what the white supremacists will do, they'll just get a black mascot to regurgitate all of their white supremacist views for them and give them all types of props. And they're parading around this woman named Peggy Hubbard. I'm going to play a clip of Peggy Hubbard. She was on Fox News Tonight, I think. They've been talking about her on Dr. Drew earlier. I mean, they've been really going around doing the media rounds for this lady. And I played some of her clip on my Sunday show. I'm going to play some of her clip now. So the audio is kind of bad, but this is what this is. Basically, the clip is the narrative they're trying to paint of Peggy Hubbard is basically this black concerned mother just randomly popped up concerned about black on black violence. And this video of hers has gone viral. Now, this is the video.
Hi. I'm Peggy Hubbard. By now, you guys already know what happened in St. Louis last night. Police officers went to go, pretty much what they did was they went to execute a warrant for an arrest for a very, very bad guy. When they came to get him, instead of going peacefully, having his day in court, he decides to pull out another stolen gun, shoot at the police. Police shot back, and he was killed. Within the same time frame, news broke out about a 9-year-old girl in Ferguson died in a drive-by shooting in her room doing her homework. She dies by a stray bullet to the chest. Last night, who do you think they protested for? The thug, the criminal, because they're hollering police brutality. Are you fucking kidding me? Police brutality? How about black brutality? You black people, my black people, you are the fucking most violent motherfuckers I have ever seen in my life. A little girl is dead. You say black lives matter? Her life matter. Her dreams matter. Her future matter. Her promises matter. It mattered. Yet you trifling motherfuckers are out there tearing up the neighborhood I grew up in. I was born and raised. I was raised by a single mother. 8 kids. This woman raised 8 kids by herself. She lost one. One. Because that boy did not listen and he died by the gun. You want to be upset about black lives? You want to be upset about police brutality? There is real police brutality out there. I will give you that. But night after night after night, on Channel 4, Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 30, Channel 11. St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Murder, 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 murder. Black on black murder. But yet you assholes are out there tearing up your own shit. It's not your shit, other people's shit. For a criminal, for a thug. Belling out criminals and thugs. Let me tell you something. I got a kid locked up. Oh yeah. I put him there. I turned his ass in. Yes, I did, because you know what? I'm a strong black woman. I am a black mother. I told my children, if you fuck up, if you go to jail, I am not getting you out. You will stay there. You will do the time. I'm not putting nothing on your books. I ain't coming to visit you. I ain't sending you magazines. I ain't doing shit for you because I did everything I could for you out here and yet you chose to go in there. Fuck you. I'm from the Madea school of hard knocks. Fuck you. If you don't care about me and your father working and putting in time and effort to raise you, to be there for you, to go to every function, everything that you were interested in, we took note of, we nurtured, we encouraged, and yet your stupid ass ends up in jail, you belong exactly where you are. Don't drop the soap. That's what I told my son. Don't drop the soap. You guys need to stop. You're hollering this Black Lives Matter bullshit. It don't matter. You're killing each other. What the fuck? White people don't care. They don't care. Save us some tax dollars. I need new parts for my Harley. If you want to die, die. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Your life does not matter.
Okay, that's enough. I'm going to play her. That's enough of her. And the white supremacists around the country and the news outlets are praising that. Understand, if you ever see any person praising that, they are a white supremacist or suspect them of being a white supremacist. That right there proves white supremacy. The fact that that went viral, of her talking about black people harming themselves, talking about go ahead and F you, and the white supremacists are applauding that, that proves that we live in a system of white supremacy. The white supremacists are eating that up because she's saying everything they want to say, but if they say it, they will be seen as racist, but they will put her up there to say it. And let's be very clear. Let's be very clear. I'm looking at somebody in the chat room saying, interview her son. You just wait for 1 minute. Y'all just slow down for a minute. I got you. Just slow down. I got you. Now understand this, family. This whole thing where the white supremacists are like, yeah, your kids should be smacked up if they don't act right. See, they only say that about black children. You praise people for beating up on black children. You don't ever see anybody talking about beating up or smacking up a white child or a white youth. Did y'all hear anybody talking about smacking up Dylann Roof? Did you hear anybody talking about smacking up some Columbine kids who shot up the school? Do you ever hear anybody talk about smacking up some kids like the ones who shot up Sandy Hook? They don't talk about smacking up no white kids who shoot up schools all the damn time. They never talk about smacking them up and beating them up and fuck you. You never hear that. It's always, oh, he was troubled. He was troubled when he shot up those 20 people. They nurture their little killers. But with us, fuck you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Fuck them. Don't let them drop the soap. So these are suspected white supremacists who are giving this woman props. And understand this, family. This is not some random concerned mother that popped out of nowhere. This woman is staged and propped up by the white supremacists. She's a shill. She's a shill, S-H-I-L-L, a shill for the white supremacists. Because they didn't just randomly find her. I posted some pictures on my Facebook and there's some other people who posted her pictures. She's a stage mouthpiece and a mascot. Peggy Hubbard has been out there in Ferguson before giving interviews. Earlier this year, there's pictures of her running around there trolling with a sign talking about police lives matter. The media knew who this woman was, family. Stop believing everything you see in the media. They try to act real slick. The media knows exactly who this woman is. I got a picture of her on my Facebook giving interviews in Ferguson in January, out there doing the protest and all that. So she's known to the media. She's been out there trolling and being a paid shill, a black mascot. She's been a black mascot. And understand this, no black person gets on television without the planning of the white supremacists. You just don't pop up on TV. They plan to get you on TV to spit their narrative. Let's be very clear. And if you look at her Facebook page, there's pictures of her supporting the Confederate flag. And she now has a black husband who seems like he has some kundalini energy. And from what it looks like, and this is just my conjecture, because like I said, usually the bunny ruckuses, they surround themselves around white trash, redneck type of white supremacists. And on her Facebook page, she's around a bunch of dusty biker trailer park looking white people who are naked with Confederate flags painted on their titties. And she's on her page with a bunch of naked white people. So it's my conjecture that her and her husband might be on some swinger shit. That's just my conjecture. But check this out, though, family. Like I said, Peggy Hubbard, I'm thinking she's a paid provocateur. That's my conjecture. But let me tell you what I know. Or let me tell you what I allege. I won't say what I know. I'm going to tell you what I think I know. I know Peggy Hubbard is also a fraud. A lot of the stuff she's saying is a lie, because earlier today, I talked to one of Peggy Hubbard's relatives. Not going to say which relative it is, but it was a female relative who's very upset with Peggy Hubbard. And I did some strict research and verification to make sure that this was a legit relative, and it was a legit relative. I had a very deep conversation with Peggy Hubbard's relative today. And the relative spilled the beans on Peggy Hubbard's ass. Now, let me tell you what the media is not telling you. This is an exclusive. Nobody else knows this. I'm giving you the exclusive shit that nobody knows. They're parading this woman all through the media around the country. I'm giving you the real shit right now. Let me drop the real shit right now on Peggy Hubbard's ass. Now, first of all, that shit about her, I turned in my son and all that. The kid she turned out with is not a kid. The guy she turned in is not her biological son. That's her stepson that she talked about turning in. That is her stepson. Okay? That is her stepson that she's talking about. He's in jail. This is because I'm thinking, I know there's some Negro bedwinches and some bunny ruckuses that's out here that's cold as hell. But are you that cold telling your kid that you gave birth to? Don't drop the son. I know there's some self-hating coons, but goddamn. But come to find out, that's her stepson. That is her stepson. That's her new husband's son. He's 29 years old. Now, from what I understand, from what I heard from the relative, now this young man, he's had mental issues throughout his life. He's bipolar, so this guy has mental issues. He had mental issues. And from what I understand from this relative, allegedly, now I'm going to throw some allegedly out there, just in case, just to play it safe. But this relative told me that Peggy has always been somewhat abusive to the stepchildren. So yeah, it's not her blood son. Also, the relative told me she didn't turn him in. He got caught another way. Now, the relative didn't tell me what the young man did. The relative didn't tell me what the guy did, but the relative said that he was already caught. Peggy didn't turn him in. So she's walking around here like, yeah, I turned my son in. She didn't turn him in. She's lying to kind of get props from the white supremacists. But the young man has always had issues with Peggy and her stepchildren. They really don't like her. Peggy's stepchildren do not like her ass, because they said that she was always verbally abusive, sometimes physically abusive. Allegedly, this is what they're telling me. They said all this shit about her raising her kids. They're like, she didn't raise us. This is what the stepkids are saying. She didn't raise us like that. That woman left some of us in the streets. Like, she didn't give a shit about us. Like I said on Sunday, people like that, these bunny ruckuses, they will half-ass raise these kids and then brag about throwing them in jail when they grow up and fuck up in life. So the relative is dropping all types of heat about this Peggy chick. And also, a lot of folks don't know this. Peggy Hubbard used to be a police officer. Now, somebody on my Facebook, they hit me up today. Well, they put it on my Facebook. They heard about it in Ferguson. There were rumors about it in Ferguson that she was a cop. But I've confirmed it. The relative told me that she was a cop. She's a former cop. So this is why I think she's a part of those police unions. They're paying her to be their mascot. So Peggy Hubbard is a cop. She used to work for the IRS. And get this. Peggy Hubbard had a first husband. The first husband was white. Now, how did I not? I was so not surprised. She had a white husband. Her first husband was white. So she has mixed children from the white husband. And I've seen her daughter's page. She has a mix, and I've seen her daughter, one of her daughters. Her daughter's mixed, and she has a son from that marriage with the white guy. Not shocked. Now, what's interesting is this. Now, Peggy Hubbard, she has children by a white man. One of those children by the white man, he's been in trouble with the law too. Her children by the white dude has been in trouble with the law too. But she didn't throw him under the bus. She didn't do all that old woofing and huffing and puffing about her child by her white daddy. Because see, if you start talking about that kid, then you're going to have to start talking about how fucked up your parenting skills and your white husband's parenting skills were. If you talk about how your first son, your son by your white man, how he grew up fucked up too. So Peggy, the common denominator is you. Why are your kids growing up fucked up? Peggy Hubbard? Why is Peggy Hubbard's kids growing up fucked up? The beige kids get a pass. You notice the little mixed kids get a pass. Because now if you start talking about how fucked up they are, then white daddy is going to have to be a little bit responsible for that. So, what's the deal, Peggy Hubbard? What's the deal, Peggy Hubbard? And I looked at the daughter's, her mixed daughter's page and the mixed son's page. The mixed daughter's with a white man, and the mixed son is with a white girl. He got white girls all up on his Facebook page. I was skeptical about putting him out there like that. I was about to post some shit on him earlier. But the son, the mixed son, his ass got this white girl fest on his Facebook page. So basically, Peggy Hubbard is running a coon factory. And her stepchildren, they're not feeling her. They're not feeling the lies she's putting out there. And the family is embarrassed by her. And the woman I talked to was a very thorough, upscale sister, very smart sister. She was like, they told me the family, there's a lot of police officers in the family. There's a lot of cops in the family. They're like, we are a normal working class family. You know, we don't need all this shit. The sister told me, Peggy is out here embarrassing the shit out of us. Our whole family is suffering now. People are looking at us crazy because of this dumbass out here talking this dumb shit, lying on TV. About how she threw somebody in jail and all that and how she raised them so good. They like, she raised them half-ass. She was a horrible mother. This is what they're telling me. Her family's telling me this, man. They're telling me Peggy was a horrible mother. So she poisoned those kids. I'm not shocked. I said that Sunday, and I didn't even know all this. Sunday, I said this Sunday. I said, people like this, you can tell if you got a blonde wig or a funky wig on and you middle-aged and you out here buck dancing and cooning, I'm pretty sure you weren't a good parent. So again, we got to stop going for the okey-doke. We got to stop going for the okey-doke, family. People like that, they're put out there by the white supremacists to be mascots, and we need to understand how the game works, fam. Real shit. Anyway, y'all share this show with everybody because this is some real stuff here, family. Share this with everybody. Let me get up out of here, fam. Don't forget, go to TariqRadio.com right now, family. Get the brand new Back to School Mackets package, only available for 3 days. The sale ends Friday night. Get that right now. TariqRadio.com. Also go to TariqElite.com, family, and get the brand new RBG shirts, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm looking at the chat room. People are like, I should have the lady call up. Now, I wanted to interview this relative, but she didn't want to be, you know, she wanted to talk off air, and I had to respect her wishes. So this relative, she wanted to talk off air because they're really pissed. Some of the relatives are even talking about filing a lawsuit against Peggy. I don't know if I should have said that, though. I don't know if they wanted that to be known yet, but they're really considering that because she's embarrassing the shit out of their family with her lies. And this is what the family told me. I heard this from the family's mouth. Anyway, y'all. But like I said, go to TariqRadio.com, get the Mackets package. Go to TariqElite.com, get the RBG shirts. I'm going to holler at your family. Y'all have a good night, family. And I will see you guys and chop it up with you on Ustream this Sunday. So y'all stay tuned. Holla.